The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC, opposes a federal timber sale that could take place on Prince of Wales Island. The group wanted to file its objections by the December deadline and managed to submit its complaints the day before the government shut down. Buck Lindekugel, SEAC's attorney, assumed the proceedings would be on ice. After all, dozens of Forest Service staff in Alaska aren't receiving a paycheck, and many of them aren't even at work.
We were surprised that there was any activities going on with the Forest Service, particularly with this controversial timber sale.
According to the Forest Service website, work that should be prioritized during a government shutdown includes protecting public safety and assets. For example, there's avalanche forecasting still happening in the Chugach National Forest. On Prince of Wales, some Forest Service employees are responding to a recent landslide. And on Tuesday, SEAC received an invitation confirming another thing. Forest Service staff are continuing to work on the timber sale SEAC objected, and the project is seemingly on schedule. The Forest Service planned to hold a public meeting next week in Kluwak to address the objections to the plan. Basically, another milestone that moves the process along. But there's no notification of it on the agency's website. Lindekugel says there's also another thing missing.
So one, two, three.
Four, he tallies up the people who've submitted some kind of objection. Their names are visible from the Forest Service website, but not the content of their objections.
The way for the general public to participate in this process is to go onto this page, click on those objections, and see what people, the problems people have with this proposal. And they can't.
Lindekugel says it makes it difficult for his organization, too. How do you prepare for a meeting that's a week away when you don't have all the information? Owen Graham, the executive director of the Alaska Forest Association, says that's not an issue for him.
There's not an opportunity to sit around and talk with the other objectors and, you know, in horse trade or bargain.
Graham represents a timber industry group. He has objections to the Forest Service plans, too. He doesn't object to the sale itself, but he wants to see a different version of the sale go through. So he's glad things are moving along, and he wants the meeting in Kluwak to happen.
They delay these objection meetings, and it'll be that much longer until we get a timber sale, and there's a greater risk that people will be out of work because of it.
The Forest Service did send Buck Lindekugel the other objections this week after he requested them. Still, he believes important documents are slipping through the cracks that would inform a public meeting.
Call a timeout on this damn thing. Slow down. There's no need to rush ahead. You know, go back, push the clock back to where it was before the shutdown occurred.
Finally, on Thursday, Lindekugel received yet another email from the Forest Service. It said next week's objection resolution meeting in Kluwak is canceled. It didn't give a reason why or provide another timeline. A spokesperson for the Forest Service says they'll update the website about other happenings on Prince of Wales Island soon. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.